Jazz legend Sun Ra's centennial will be celebrated with a tribute tonight at Fringe Arts in Philadelphia. Called The Beautiful Noise, the evening will be curated by famed Philadelphia composer and music producer King Britt. King, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now,
yes.
Philadelphia claims Sun Ra as its own, but there's some discrepancy. 100 years ago, he was either born in Birmingham or on Saturn.
I think it was Saturn, but that's just me.
And he came here in 1968 to the Germantown section, also the year of your birth.
So 60, yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. Funny thing is, my mom befriended him in the orchestra. So as a kid, I used to go to the house to rehearsals. I always thought of them as superheroes, especially seeing gentlemen of color just so vibrant and doing this music that I didn't really understand. But there was this energy in the room, so it
almost
was
an assault of the senses. His performances with the orchestra in that era included up to 30 musicians and dancers and singers and fire eaters and elaborate lighting. You're going to be doing some aspects of that, though, this evening.
Yeah, so I'm curating the night with my lady, Kate Watson Wallace, who you may know as a choreographer from Philadelphia. And, we thought it would be perfect as a launch to a series that we're creating for Fringe Arts, which combines multidisciplinary music, dance, film, video.
Presumably, the musicians gathered have an appreciation and knowledge of Sun Ra's work, but apparently you guys haven't even rehearsed together.
Oh, not at all. Like,
talk about improv.
Yeah, I mean, curating the job, for me, it's easy because these are all friends of mine, and I know who will work very well together in a music improvisational landscape.
Among the names perhaps known to our audience, Vernon from Living Color.
Which is going to be crazy. Tendai Merari from Shabazz Palaces, Imani Uzuri in New York. She reminds me of June Tyson a lot. Marlo Reynolds on keys, Anthony Titt on bass from Philly. And I'm doing sounds, electronics, and beats. And then we have Jamil Kosoko, who's going to do movement and vocals. And my friend Jason Sink is going to do video. So taking footage from Sun Ra and remixing it live, playing off of what we are doing.
You know, to the untrained ear and those who didn't know much about jazz, perhaps Sun Ra sounded completely scattered, unorganized, cacophony, right. Though actually he was quite the disciplined band leader, and you could say there was freedom within a structure.
Right.
How is that consonant or different than your approach to music making?
Well, it's the same. I mean, we always have a foundation that we play off of. So what I will be doing is taking micro edits, like small samples and loops from original Sun Ra works, and incorporating that within the context of our improvisation. But you may not recognize it because I've stretched it and I've molded the sound unrecognizable, but still a little bit recognizable. And it's something that I thought about. If Sun Ra was alive today, he'd be sampling himself and presenting it in a new way.
So why don't we start with a sample of Sun Ra, one of his more acclaimed pieces, Space is the Place.
Yes.
Space is the place, yes, space is the place. Outer space is a pleasant place, a place that's real.
And King, I understand as an homage to Sun Ra, you've done your own interpretation of that famous work.
Yes, I did a reinterpretation under my moniker Flosten Paradigm, and very influenced by what Sun Ra put forth in his later years.
So let's get a little taste of the transmission mix.
Yeah.
I'm hypnotized. Have any of the surviving members of the orchestra who still perform gotten to hear any of your interpretations? Marshall Allen comes to mind.
Well, the funny thing is, I reached out to Marshall to be on this tribute, and we're both Pew Fellows, and it would be great. And unfortunately, they're in Europe. They're amazing to me. Marshall Allen's just turned 90 years old last week, and he's still touring. But I want these guys to hear it. One of my old groups, Saturn Never Sleeps, we performed before the orchestra in New York about 3 years ago. And they were really into it because I remember Marshall came up. He's like, that's really good. And then he walked off like a ghost. I don't think they've heard this mix, which I hope we can get it in his hands.
King, you graduated Central High in, I believe, 86. The next year, you were a buyer for Tower Records.
Yeah.
What are records? How has the music model changed? And could a Sun Ra emerge on the music scene now, or is it too fractured and splintered?
No, I mean, I think today the music business is thriving, and it's put back into the hands of the artist. I mean, we have direct communication with our fans through, you can have your own store now online for free through Bandcamp. You know, we have direct communication through our social networks, through SoundCloud, through MixCloud. You know, there's no more middleman that is required. So I feel that it's a great time for independent music artists if you have the infrastructure and the brains to kind of put yourself in a position of, you know, reaching your fans on a regular basis. But of course, it starts with the music. So the music has to be good. And the other thing is vinyl is back. So, you know, thanks to the hipsters who are embracing kind of 80s culture, they're back to buying vinyl. So now, this year, vinyl was one of the, I think it was the second highest form of music sold, which is amazing.
What's old is new again.
Exactly.
Your music is obviously good in the minds of many across the world, and I understand you're going overseas later this year.
Yes. I'm going back over Manchester in October.
Is it partly in support of a new project or record?
Well, new record. I have a new album, Flostin Paradigm, on Hyperdub, which is a very forward-thinking, futuristic label out of London.
Might we hear something from it? What would you recommend?
Oh, yeah. Letters from the Past, featuring Pia Ercole.
Well, let's cue that one up on record.
All right.
King Britt, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope it's a great performance this evening.
Thank you so much for having me here, and I'm glad you like the music, too.